This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Think that we are discussing climate change the way we need to be discussing.
We are in the midst of climate change right now, and it is only going to get worse.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
The scientists also tell us we have 12 years in which to answer that question. 12 years within which to act.
Like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
We have 12 years to turn this around.
We are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes.
10 years that we have left to us.
Within the 10 years that we have left to us,
we don't have more than 10 years to get this right.
A little more than 10 years from now.
There is no justice and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities.
I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
This is about our lives. This is about American lives.
That our community will be uninhabitable, not sustain human life along this current trajectory.
I am here to say our house is on fire.
It's a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. People are dying. People are suffering. People are dying. How dare you?
Obama has bought a $14 million house in Martha's Vineyard right on the water, ladies and gentlemen. But they're telling you that the world is going to end. And they're also telling you that we're on the verge of a global race war because white people are inherently evil and bad, but everyone's trying to get into countries founded and that were run by the dreaded white people. Very interesting. In fact, here's Obama telling us that wokeness is not activism. And then maybe he hasn't heard what his wife's out doing, spewing some of the biggest black KKK stuff you've ever heard.
You know, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. Yeah. People who do really good stuff have flaws. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. I'm going to get on TV. Watch my show. Watch Grownish. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change.
You know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us. You know, because
this family,
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about.
Yeah.
You were running from us and you're still running because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin. You know, because of the texture of our hair, you know, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't...
Oh, artificial borders divide countries. No, you're bringing leftists in from all over the world with no skills and treating them to hate America and putting them on welfare to control them. That's the truth, Michelle. That's what you're pushing, is a anti-white, anti-American agenda. And everybody knows what you're up to, you evil witch. Unbelievable fraud. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist. Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Kanye West is on fire. On fire for Jesus. And I said on the show, we're trying to find it, but I said it a lot on T.I.'s podcast a month ago, and I said it on this show about 3 weeks ago, again 2 weeks ago, repeatedly. You all heard me, many of you. I said if Kanye West is for real, he will come out against black genocide and the fact that Planned Parenthood is set up, was set up to exterminate black people and called them human weeds. And I said, hey, he's already doing a lot of good. And just because somebody's been worldly and, you know, had rap songs, you know, about I want to have a threesome with my girlfriend and my blunt, big deal. None of us are perfect. What matters is what your heart stands for. Well, he came out. We're going to cover this next segment. He came out and he said there's an extermination plan against black people. Well, let me tell you, if you're controlled opposition, you don't talk like that. And that shatters the race pimping by monsters, literally on the payroll of the people that run the KKK, Michelle Obama. By the way, I'm not saying it to be shocking. Michelle Obama knows what she's doing. These are some evil, 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 evil people. But if you go back to John D. Rockefeller the First, you go back to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, their letters, the Colgate family and others, are public. In major universities, just type in Margaret Sanger's letters. And she was given billions of dollars, billions back then, that'd be hundreds of billions today, to buy off all the black leaders in the black colleges that Christians had set up. They hijacked them. And man, what you see that's been done to the black people is the plan for everybody. So you can look at the mess the black community's in and be threatened by it and be angry at it and hear the black folks saying racist things to you because they're brainwashed and get mad at them. But how about we're smart enough to really know the full game plan and not buy into this race war crap? How about we do that? Because the whole thing is a setup. Yeah, mercy death. Even kill black babies after they're born, ladies and gentlemen. You going to sign on to that? When I was on with T.I., he didn't want to talk about that. I'm not going to put T.I. down. He had courage to have me on. But he's not Alex Jones woke. Kanye West is Alex Jones woke now. Once you get woke like that, there's no going back. So, by the way, people say, what level of woke are you? You know, these leftist brainwashed people that spew all this garbage, they're the most unawake people. They're the most asleep people on earth. But once you get the big agenda, everybody's on the same level because you're seeing the same thing. People say, how does Trump say the same thing you say like an hour later? And how, I mean, because I've had the New York Times call up and they've been like, you tweeted this 5 minutes for a speech. And then he said exactly what you said he'd say during the speech. And I said, we're simpatico. And that globalist looks at me and he just shook his head because they know how stuff works. They're mad that we've got a sixth sense way more powerful than them. Because when you serve evil, you lose the gifts God's given you. You get Satan's little twisted gifts, but you lose the literal superpowers that God's given us. And by the way, we're all created equal in God's eyes. I agree with the Declaration of Independence, but we're not all equal in our skills and what gifts we were given. I don't have the gift of being a long-distance runner. But I do have the gift of fortitude and focus. And the gift that nobody's ever knocked me out, including getting hit in the head with a lead pipe, axe handles, you name it. So we've all got different gifts, ladies and gentlemen. And so we need to think about those gifts and think about who wants to steal those gifts and turn those gifts towards his own wicked plans. We're going to talk about the real rabbit hole next segment and play some of these clips from Kanye and then that wicked devil, Michelle Obama, that linebacker of a wife. It's got that big roll of silver dollars in her pants. We're going to be talking about Mrs. Wokey Woke on the other side. And the folks, the men and women on the payroll. And they got a job to do. And boy, they did a good job on the black people, didn't they? And they're doing a good job on everybody else, too. And they're doing the same job. We're going to talk about how to get out of that system. Get off the mental plantation. Get off the mental reservation. And really get down to brass tacks about how the world really works and how God's got a big garden. And there's all these humans and all these animals and all these creatures that live on this garden, this planet. We've all got our skills. We've all got our gifts. And then we form a team. That we're all equal, created by God, but that equalness is not distributed the same way with each person. And the entire globalist plan is about stunting you and dumbing you down and keeping you from embracing and grasping your real potential. We're going to lay it all out today. And we have some special guests joining us. I'll tell you about a little bit later. Got an international TV crew here arriving at the studio. Got Mike Adams and Nick Fuentes joining us because the Republican establishment's so scared of him. I'm going to find out why. And then we're also going to go somewhere in the last segment of this hour that just went live on Infowars.com. Special report, Antarctic Mysteries, tied to flat earth conspiracy theory. Now, I want to be completely clear. I do not believe the earth is flat. But because the people have been lied to so much, and they know they've been lied to now, most people don't know what's true. And they've done internal polls and national surveys. Hell, I spent $20,000 just a few months ago doing one for some legal issues to find out exactly what was going on. Is what we thought. And about 40% of people now officially question whether the earth's flat or something else. And I mean, that like most people don't believe that they killed al-Baghdadi. I do believe they killed al-Baghdadi. Because of the, where they were, the history of it, who he was trained by, McCain, the globalist, how Trump knew where he was. Trump doesn't want to do fake things. He wants to do real things. Why would he let them set him up with a fake takedown like that, knowing that they could use it against him? I believe it happened. All the evidence points towards it. But it's very healthy that mainstream news, the Russian news, that doesn't believe it happened and is investigating it because we've been lied to so much. That's a normal response. So that's all coming up. And our old InfoWars compadre, Luke Radowski, got into the compound of Jeffrey Epstein. They released that video. It's linked up on drudgereport.com. We're going to be going over all that. It's on InfoWars.com. It's an InfoWars story. Must-see footage inside his compound. There's new Epstein news. The doctor came out and said, yeah, he was murdered. We're going to get to that video. So much today. Please don't forget, we have to end the Everything Must Go mega sale, 40 to 70% off store-wide, double Patriot points, and free shipping. That has to end Sunday. And usually I'm a few days behind when we end specials. It is ending because we have some new specials next week. They're not as prolific, but they're very big on the items they're on. But I have to end it because we are selling out of so many of the items. And also, I was doing some research, and you know, some of these items we're going to just keep until more comes in. So the sale has to end by Sunday evening. Take advantage of it. A lot of amazing products are there, especially the one that's about to sell out. Everybody loves Living Defense Parasite Cleanse. It's about to be gone. Get it 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points right now. But it will be gone.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's October 30th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday transmission. I should add that we tend to do a lot of special extended broadcasts, and I have a tendency to not even tell you when those are coming up. Even though they go viral, they're very informative, they reach a lot of people. Well, we're going to go live tonight, right through to midnight, after Firepower, with the great crew, Will Johnson and Tom Papper. And we've got several special reports that have not premiered yet. They're going to play in the 6 o'clock hour, and then I'm going to be here live tonight, 9 to midnight, with a lot of surprises, and you'll be able to find all of that at band.video. And, of course, Infowars.com/show and on radio and TV stations that pick up the broadcast. Okay, last Friday, Kanye West came out and started basically ranting to national TV cameras about the fact that they're trying to remove Jesus from culture and trying to persecute Christians and that there really is an attack on the Christian faith, not just in this nation, but all over the world. And that there's an attack on it. And that is certainly going on. That's confirmed. There's attacks on the family. There's attack on the two genders. This is a plan to destabilize the nation. That's even in the WikiLeaks with Hillary talking about that operation. That's part of the poison that Hollywood, funded by the Chi-Coms, are engaged in against the West. And folks asked me, they said, is Kanye West, you know, when he says, yeah, I'm going to go Alex Jones level on you, what is he talking about? Well, I said Friday, if he comes out against the genocide of black people, particularly by Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, and the Rockefeller Foundation, that spent billions of dollars in 1920s, 30s, 40s numbers, that'd be hundreds of billions a day, to target black people for extermination. In many jurisdictions, up to 70% of blacks are never born. The most dangerous place for a black person on earth is in the womb. And there's this targeting going on, and it's an admitted targeting. And Hillary Clinton said black men are predators. They need to be in prison. They're like dogs. Bring them to heel. These are quotes. And I told T.I. on his podcast to millions and others, hey, quit telling me about Trump and racism all day and that dog whistle to sit there and, you know, demonize and create division when it's the Democratic Party that founded the KKK. And so I said, if Kanye's really woke, he'll come out and talk about that. Well, the next day he did. So let's play where he talks about Alex Jones level, and the next day he talked about now it's going viral today. Both these clips are going viral today. Got almost no attention over the weekend. Now it's all over the news. So here's the two clips.
Oh, man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all, like, wake up. Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be. We brainwashed out here, bro. Come on, man. This is a free man talking. Democrats had us voting Democrats for food stamps for years, bro. What is you talking about? Guns in the 80s, taking the fathers out the home, Plan B, lowering our votes, making us abort our children. God should not kill.
And again, that was the same shoot, but they doled it out over the next few days. He went into even more of it and Planned Parenthood and the purposeful targeting. That means he really is off the plantation, off the reservation. So am I. Now, Michelle has their directive. Again, it's in the WikiLeaks. Create racial division in this nation to control us and make us a broken society. Pay the men not to be in the home. Pay the women not to have men in the home. It's all in the Planned Parenthood plans that then LBJ adopted 40 years later in the Great Society. So she's saying white people are running from minorities. Well, white people are running, and everybody else is too, from big cities and the overprices and the toxic air. I don't know about you, but you drive on the countryside around Austin, there's people all different colors, and they're running from the city of Austin and the L.A. crowd that's come here that's bankrupting the city. And then it's brown people fighting to get into America because of the Christian ethos that was here. And because of the free market and because of the justice and because our police compared to other nations' police are not corrupt. My God, go to Venezuela, go to North Korea, go to these people are fighting to come here because of the benefits and everything else. That's a twisted leftist form of the Christian ethos. It's supposed to be the churches and the communities. Almost all these big hospitals are tax exempt. They're owned by big churches, but they're not churches anymore. They're corporations. The churches have become government controlled. The First Amendment has been violated. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or of free speech or the people's right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. It's all there. Read it. First Amendment. And so Michelle comes out and says white people are inherently bad. What a racist statement, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said, but she knows what she's doing. They're betting minorities are corrupt and racist. They're betting that what white people trailblazed worldwide, the British Empire had over 100 major conflicts and wars, ending transatlantic slave trade and ending it in the Pacific Ocean where slavery was going on all those Pacific islands. I mean, the Muslims for 1,400 years were selling black slaves out of Africa all the way into the South Pacific, into the Philippines, and all the way into Indonesia and places even further south than the Eastern Pacific. That's why you go to islands all over the Pacific. There's black people. The Muslims brought them there. Look into it. We learned the transatlantic slave trade from the Muslims. And my only point is that Michelle wants you to think white people are inherently bad. When the truth is modern civilization and the end of slavery is white people's doing. Because we recognize it was wrong. We have the moral authority. If you want to talk about woke, who's got authority? Black people are still selling each other in seven nations in Africa. Muslims are still selling humans in four nations in Africa. And you don't say a damn word, you evil racist witch. Here is this monster selling poison like a cobra biting you with evil. Here is this witch for the Rockefellers and the big money and the KKK-run Democrats. Here she is!
You know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us. You know, because
this family.
This family. Yeah.
No, you're running you're running after us, lady, because you're smart.
That you read about.
Yeah.
You were running from us, and you're still running. Because
well, you're right, I'm running from you.
Different than the immigrant families that are moving
and
in.
Roll the silver dollars in your pants.
The families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, you know, because of the texture of our hair, you know.
Oh, you poor baby. Everybody wants to be so mean to you. But, oh, you love that Planned Parenthood killing tens of millions of black people. Oh, what a sick witch. I'm not kissing your ass anymore. By the way, Joan Rivers said you were a tranny. I didn't say that. That was fascinating. Let's play Joan Rivers when we come back. And I don't think she is. I think to mess with us, she wears a big old roll of silver dollars in her pants, flopping around and rolling around like some kind of big old giant king cobra. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Blastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I went into Michelle Obama just constantly pushing her race baiting and that white people are bad and that white people are running from black people. They've done national studies, actually. Black folks are the most insular or self-segregating group in the United States after a few subgroups of Asians like Laotians and things. And that's just a fact. Oh, and by the way, the top 9 richest demographics according to race are not white, they're Asian. But remember, Bernie Sanders said, white people do not know what it is like to be poor. So they're the ones spewing all this race garbage, race, constantly, and it's a bunch of white people leading us into all of this racial division. It's sick. What Martin Luther King talked about, which is an extension of the Christian ethos, was being colorblind and going according to what people stood for, what they produced. That's common sense. If somebody makes great clothes, you buy it no matter what color they are. If somebody has great food, you go to the restaurant, you don't care what color they are. If somebody makes great music, you listen to it, you don't care what color they are. It's about what you produce, what you stand for. But they're making it all about what color you are. And we know that Barack Obama, it's in his own biography, was raised by a transgender in Malaysia. And I'm not against these people, as long as they don't go target children and try to sexualize them. So there's an obsession with this, and a lot of people looked at Michelle Obama's shoulders, that they're bigger than Obama's. There's photos of them hugging, and my God, her shoulders are just look like a linebacker's. And there's a lot of videos of her coming out of events, and it looks like that there's about an 8-inch flaccid male genitals there. I mean, if Michelle is a man, she's a heavy hitter, okay? I mean, he could star in porn movies as a you know, just an incredible specimen. Now again, I'm not saying that that's the case. Maybe she keeps a roll of silver dollars in her pants. Maybe she keeps a rubber snake in her pants. There's a lot of really reasonable reasons that, you know, maybe she carries a blackjack. You know, they have those rubber billy clubs. You know, maybe she's got like an 8-inch blackjack in her pants or something, okay, that, you know, she carries for security. I mean, you never know with the first lady. But Joan Rivers said that she's a dude. Okay? And so, all I'm saying is, the lady looks like a dude. That's our free speech to say that. But I'm not the one that ever said it. It's Joan Rivers that was friends with Michael. You know, Obama's always, like in 10 different clips I've seen, always saying, Michael and I, you know, have our children, and I love Michael. He doesn't, and he keeps saying, Michael, come up here, Michael, and Michael comes up. There's nothing wrong with that, if that's the case. Obama is a consenting adult. But Joan Rivers reportedly was seen on an operating table with fire shooting out of her mouth like a dragon. No one really knows what happened, but basically her head blew up about a month after she made this statement. So since we're on this right now, I thought that I would play this. She said that Obama was gay and that Michelle is transgender, but she used the term that we've been told we're not supposed to use, that actually that community created. But they control reality. Like the ADL says, this is a white supremacist symbol. You will be arrested in areas of Europe if you use it. And I agree, they're God. So, yes, sir, international sign of okay is now evil. If they say the happy symbol is bad, I agree, ban the happy face. Just it's not a threat at all to have these groups doing this. They are our bosses, and I want to submit to them. Hell, if you don't do what they say you work for the Russians. You know, that Putin tells, I mean, we actually have Maxine Waters saying that Putin is in Trump's ear, that the swamp term came from him, from Putin, and that lock her up came from me and our audience and Hillary for president. But, Putin, hold on. Well, what's that? So this is the woke world. So here is one of the last things Joan Rivers ever said.
See, the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender.
And this is the big religion of the elite. I mean, they're really into this. You see them pushing on your kids everywhere. A man got arrested, dressed up in a wig here in Austin a few days ago. Just an event of children and adults that did not want 5-year-olds to be taught how to have anal sex and to have it taught to them by men in drag. That's pretty normal, right? You don't have people talking to your kids about anal sex at the park or the school or anywhere. He had to get arrested because he just didn't want them to have their speech. So in California, if I call him a him, I get arrested. I thought I had free speech here. But this is a very, very dangerous point we're to. So let's play, for TV viewers, you can see this. Here's Michelle, or Michael, as Obama calls her, he, or she, or whatever new pronoun I'm supposed to use. And then there's other videos and photos of whatever it is in those trousers or under the dress. Here it is. Zoom in on this. Okay, they're coming out. And there you go. And there's a bunch of photos, obviously, of that we can put on screen for TV viewers. But I'm not saying that Michelle Obama is a man. Okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Joan Rivers said it, and Joan Rivers had a right to say it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I'm done talking about that. I don't want to say I've gone off the rails here today just because there's several international TV crews here today. One from the United States, one from the dreaded Russians are here. That's right. So we've got national Russian television here as well. I never got to this Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to do it today at 6 after next hour. Very serious news on George Soros, and where he said that he can bend the will of God and that globalists are going to crush America. Wait till I actually read these quotes to you. Oh, but he's a defender of free speech, and Trump and Alex Jones are hurting our free speech. Total inversion of reality. That's all coming up, and so much more. But first, I have people stop me on the street all the time and say, well, Alex, they lie about so much, is the earth flat? And I say, no, I don't think the earth's flat. They go, whoa, you're not woke. And so I got challenged by Eddie Bravo and others, look into Antarctica and look into what the claims are. And they really do have it sealed off down there. They're acting very suspicious, but there's a lot of reasons that could be, not that the earth's flat, and there's an ice dome over it and all the rest of it. But I promised to do a fair report on it. So Greg Reese, great investigative journalist, he put one together. We're going to premiere it next segment. Speaking of premiered video, drudgereport.com is linked to our article about Luke Radowski and We Are Change infiltrating Little Pedo Island there in the Caribbean where Epstein had his abode. And the autopsy info's come out, and they said basically conclusive he was murdered. Yeah, he had multiple broken bones in his neck, screaming, begging for his life. All the police, the guards were told to stand down. It's pretty incredible. That's all coming up as well, and we're going to open the phones up, and we have special guests. It's just an absolutely jam-packed transmission. Separately, the Everything Must Go super mega sale has to end this weekend. It will end. 40 to 70% off store-wide. Double Patriot points. Free shipping. It has to end. So whether it's the colloidal silver iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste, or whether it's the body's ultimate turmeric, or whether it's the colloidal silver, a silver bullet with a free bottle of immune wall for this time of year, that is a big value. Those are $19.95 together. All of those big specials have to end. And again, store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases make what we do possible. These are great products you really need. We have the lowest price ever by the factory, because we're their biggest seller, of a Alexa Pure Breeze four-stage ion filter. They're letting us sell those at cost, ladies and gentlemen. Never before a deal this good, but they're going fast. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Cruising to a bar on the shore. A picture creeps across.
In the age of social media censorship, questioning whether or not the Earth is a globe has been deemed harmful thought. But why is this? We seem to be conditioned to think that the issue has been scientifically settled. But this is not the case. Our most popular scientists recognize that the geocentric model, where the Earth is at the center of the universe, is observably accurate. Edwin Hubble and Stephen Hawking went as far as to say that they reject the geocentric model not based on scientific reasoning, but rather because they find the thought of being at the center of the universe to be emotionally disturbing. Physicist George Ellis stated that you cannot disprove the geocentric model. You can only exclude it on philosophical grounds. The Michelson-Morley experiment in the 1880s proved the Earth was stationary. And Albert Einstein claimed this was a serious embarrassment and intended to disprove it with his relativity theory, but later admitted that he had failed to do so. We are conditioned to think that the heliocentric model is scientifically superior to the geocentric model. But when we apply scientific reasoning, we discover that this is not true. Contrary to popular thought, the scientific community has disputed the heliocentric model for centuries, such as the Earth's curvature. According to the heliocentric Earth model, the Earth is 24,000 miles in circumference, and if one were standing at sea level, they should only be able to see less than 3 miles before the surface of the Earth curves out of view. But this has been proven to be false for centuries. From the Bedford Level experiments of 1838 to modern photography. This photograph of Chicago was taken almost 60 miles away from Grand Mere State Park in Michigan. On a spherical Earth, this would be impossible. Using the Pythagorean theorem and the current dimensions of the Earth, the top of the tallest skyscraper should be 900 feet below the observable horizon. Local news explained this anomaly by claiming the image was a mirage.
And what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore. We talked about this last night. Conditions are right on the lake that we're actually seeing a mirage.
They claimed that somehow light refraction and perfect weather conditions are responsible for creating a photorealistic mirage of the Chicago skyline appearing to sit on the flat horizon from almost 60 miles away. Anomalies in the Earth's curvature can also be found in old lighthouses, able to be seen for several miles past what is possible on the heliocentric model, and weapons guidance systems that are capable of sighting targets that would only be possible on a flat plane. We are accustomed to observing ships disappearing over the curve, but with modern consumer cameras, we can observe that this seems to be an optical illusion based on light reflection and the laws of perspective. Many of us tend to think the planet is too big to observe curvature, but the empirical evidence tells us that either the surface of the Earth is a flat plane, or the planet is at least 100 times bigger than we are told. Another very intriguing argument for flat earthers is Antarctica, the mysterious massive continent at our southern pole that nobody is allowed to explore. After sailing over 60,000 miles along the Antarctic coastline, Captain Cook was never able to complete the journey around the ice continent, which is supposed to be just under 12,000 miles around. Neither was James Clark Ross or the British ship Challenger. Nobody has ever successfully circumnavigated Antarctica. Many so-called flat earthers claim that these attempts failed because Antarctica is actually a massive ice barrier that surrounds the flat surface of the Earth. The azimuthal equidistant projection map, produced by the U.S. Geological Survey, has been used for centuries for the fact that all directions or azimuths are correct and all distances are at true scale. Studying this map, one can clearly see how man has been able to accurately circumnavigate the Earth on a flat plane model. And if it is in fact accurate, then it explains why after 60,000 miles, nobody has been able to completely circumnavigate Antarctica. Interestingly, this is also the map used by the United Nations. Admiral Richard Byrd, Medal of Honor winner, youngest admiral in the history of the Navy, and recipient of 3 ticker tape parades in his honor, led 4 expeditions to Antarctica. The 4th being a military operation known as Operation High Jump, with an aircraft carrier group 4,700 men, 13 support ships, and 33 aircraft. Their stated mission was to establish the Antarctic Research Base Little America 4. But many believe the true nature of the secret mission was to root out the Nazis who arrived in 1939, claiming New Schwabia and setting up a Nazi presence in Antarctica. In 1954, Admiral Richard Byrd spoke on TV of an area bigger than the United States with valuable resources and announced a future of international exploration.
Our very distinguished guest for this evening is Admiral Richard E. Byrd.
Strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America. We've found enough of coal within 180 miles of the South Pole in a great ridge of mountains that's not covered with snow, enough to supply the whole world for quite a while. And it's I think it's quite astonishing that there should be an area as big as that unexplored.
That's a tremendous
So challenge. There's a lot of adventure left down at the bottom of the world.
Well, Admiral, do you hope to see that?
I do. So I'm willing to say to you that there will be a number of expeditions that will follow, I think, year after year, the bottom of the world, because the government has really become interested.
But this never happened. In 1957, Admiral Byrd died in his sleep of a heart ailment at the age of 68. And on December 1, 1959, all 12 countries active in Antarctica signed a United Nations treaty that outlawed all public travel south of the 60th southern parallel. This was the same time that NASA was formed. The world's attention was pulled away from exploring Antarctica and directed firmly on the moon. In 1962, a series of high-altitude nuclear tests was carried out by the United States. It was called Operation Fishbowl, which has caught the curiosity of many Flat Earth researchers because the Flat Earth model shared by the ancients was one where we lived within a sphere upon a flat surface and surrounded by a massive dome, like a fishbowl, or the Truman Show. In 2012, the secret lost diary of Admiral Richard E. Byrd was published, wherein Admiral Byrd allegedly claimed to enter a hollow earth through a hole in the center of Antarctica and meet with an advanced alien civilization. The diary provides no evidence of being authentic, and many would suggest that it portrays the distinguished admiral as a crackpot and strange tales of Antarctica as fantasy. To this day, the public is strictly prohibited from traveling below the 60th southern parallel. Nobody has ever completely circumnavigated Antarctica, and airplanes are prohibited from flying over the icy continent. What are they hiding? There is now talk of investing trillions of dollars to explore Mars. Why not Antarctica? If sharing videos about flat Earth is harmful, why not put it all to rest by circumnavigating Antarctica, documenting everything, and prove that the Earth is a spinning globe? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And again, I do not believe the Earth is flat. I don't believe the Earth is the center of the universe. But I do believe in free speech. And YouTube, Google, Facebook, they're all banning videos that ask those questions. That's a big problem. And the fact that so many people think we're being lied to about the nature of the universe and the planet is a whole nother issue. I'll talk about it more when we start the next hour. Then I'm going to get into what's currently happening geopolitically.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.